Hello friends, welcome to the 17th episode of Blue Jays Mike. My name is David, and today the Blue Jays are playing their second game against the Halos in Anaheim. It's a four-game series against the Angels. And today, the Blue Jays are trailing the Angels 5-3, heading into the top of the ninth. Casey Lawrence today, the spot starter for the Jays, pitched 6 1/3 innings, giving up 5 runs. 4 of them were earned, and had 4 strikeouts. He gave up a grand slam to the Angel shortstop, Andrelton Simmons, in the bottom of the third. And so the Halos were leading 5-1 afterwards. But in the top of the eighth, Kevin Pillar hit a 2-run home run, and the Halos were suddenly leading by 2. Fast forward to the top of the ninth, and that's where we are right now. The Angels are leading the Jays 5-3. Let's see what happens now in this ball game. There's still a lot of fans in attendance, and it's understandable, it's a Saturday night game. But you also see a lot of Blue Jays fans in attendance as well, so Blue Jays fans are well-traveled. Whether it's the East Coast, the Midwest, or the West Coast, you'll always see Blue Jays fans in every ballpark. And so, top of the ninth right now, Kirby Yates is still on the mound facing Justin Smoke, the left-handed hitter, and he takes a pitch that's in there for a strike, 0-1 count. Justin Smoke today is 1-for-2 of a single, and the pitch to Smoke is a slider, or what looked like a slider, that's outside, 1-1 to count. Yates shakes off a couple pitches, nods, and the 1-1 pitch to Smoke is belted deep to right field, and there she goes. You can kiss that one goodbye. Justin Smoke with a solo home run here in the top of the ninth. And the Jays are now within a run. It's 5-4 Halos with no outs here in the top of the ninth. Wow, if you look at that replay, Smoke with a tomahawk swing. Almost looks like Cole Calhoun's swing, in fact, and the Blue Jays are now within a run. But Mike Socha has seen enough from Kirby Yates, and so he's walking to the mound right now, takes the ball from Yates, pats him in the back, and so there's a pitching change here in the top of the ninth. Let's see who the Angels bring to the mound from their bullpen. The Blue Jays, man. They're coming alive here in the late innings, but I wish they scored their runs early in the ball game instead. Why? Why play catch up with the Angels when you can score runs in the beginning and focus on maintaining your lead until the bottom of the ninth, when you could bring Ozuna in to close the game? You know, that's how you win ball games. You don't win ball games by playing catch up. And that's what's happened in their games against the Red Sox, and that's what's happening here tonight against the Angels. The Blue Jays need to score runs early in the ball game, plain and simple. You can't keep, you know, scoring runs here in the late innings with solo home runs. That's not a sustainable strategy when it comes to winning games. But the Blue Jays have no outs here in the top of the ninth. Let's see what they do now. The pitcher on the mound is Bud Norris. There's a lot of people shouting outside. I wonder what's going on. Norris is coming in to save the game for the Halos. This would be his first save opportunity. These people outside. Anyways, the batter now is Ezekiel Carrera at the plate, left-handed batter. And the pitch to Carrera is lined into right field for a base hit, right in front of Calhoun, who picks it up and throws it to the second baseman, Espinoza. And just like that, the Blue Jays have one man on base. The tying run on base right now for Devin Travis. Travis, a right-handed batter, swings. Oh my goodness. Wow. I can't believe that. What just happened? Are you serious? Oh my gosh. Cole Calhoun's clapping. And so are the Angels fans, because Devin Travis just grounded into a double play. That was a beautiful dive by Andrelton Simmons, though. He throws the ball into the air with his glove, and Espinoza picks it up, tags second base, and throws it to first. And just like that, it's a double play here in the top of the ninth. So the Blue Jays are now down to their last strike. They're within a run, and the batter now is Jarrett Saltalamacchia, who takes a pitch that's in there for a strike. Salty today is batting left-handed, and he swings at that pitch, and it swung on and missed. But that ball popped out of Gratterol's glove. Not sure if it was because of that aggressive swing. But regardless, it's 0-2 to count right now to Saltalamacchia here in the top of the ninth with two outs. And the pitch by Norris is a slider that is low and away. 1-2 to count. Norris gloves the ball rubs it several times before putting it back into his glove, sets, throws, and it swung on and missed. So Jarrett Saltalamacchia strikes out, and the Halos win today's game by a final score of 5-4. So the Blue Jays now are 4-13, which means their one game winning streak is over. The Blue Jays lose to the Angels by a final score of 5-4. I can't believe how fast it was for the Blue Jays to get outs here in the top of the ninth today. I mean, it just took one swing by Devin Travis to ground into a double play, and it took like less than 5-6 pitches to strike out Salty. I mean, that swing by Salty for strike 3, that was a ball that was in the dirt, but he swung at it anyway. So Salty with an impatient hack, and the Blue Jays wasted an opportunity to tie the game here in the top of the ninth. It was a loss that the Blue Jays could have prevented. It was an inning where the Blue Jays could have tied the game, but instead the Blue Jays hitters were swinging at the first pitch for some reason. You know, they just, you know, I can understand why. You know, when Ezekiel Carrera swings on the first pitch and gets a base hit, I could understand why Devin Travis would also swing at the first pitch. But instead, Travis grounds into a double play. And the Blue Jays eventually lose to the Halos. You know, baseball is a funny game, you know. Just when you thought the Blue Jays would come back and tie this game, instead they ground into a double play and eventually strike out. So it took like less than 10 minutes for this game to be over after Justin Smoke's solo home run. But you know, Blue Jays fans, today's game does not determine whether or not the Blue Jays win or lose tomorrow. And it's still too early in the season to judge the Blue Jays. I'm not one of those podcasters or bloggers who are overgeneralizing the Blue Jays record, you know, thinking it's the end of the season, they need to rebuild. You know, no, it's April right now. It's late April. The Blue Jays have 4 wins. It's not like they have no wins. So the Blue Jays still have a chance to get back to 500, or at least get close to 500 by the end of the month. And with a couple of winning streaks in May, that's all it takes to get back into the wild card chase. If at that point they're not, you know, chasing the division, So the Blue Jays could still be back in the swing of things. Their offense is starting to come alive, but next time I would like to see the Jays score runs early in the ball game so that they could win the game, so that they could focus on winning the game instead of playing catch up. So let's see what the Angels and the Jays do tomorrow at the Big A. Let's see the Blue Jays score runs early in that game, alright? Alright, Gibby, you hear that? You hear that, Jose Bautista? Let's try to score runs early in the game, alright? So, with that said, that's it for today's episode of Blue Jays Mike. I will talk to you tomorrow. Go Jays!